Sergeant Davidson.
Mm. Oh, God. Oh, it's embarrassing. I've slept at work before, but... normally I make a nest out of coats in lost property. Where am I? In an interview room. I don't even remember... What was I doing here?
You don't remember?
It'll come back to me. PC Owen, isn't it? Couldn't fetch me a cuppa, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, right then.
This is PC Nicky Owen. The time is 06:30 a.m. I'm here with the suspect, Sergeant Andrew Davidson.
Hey, suspect?
I'll ask you a few questions about the High Street incident this morning. Sergeant Davidson, you have not been formally charged.
This is a joke, right? Someone's put you up to this.
Murder's not a joke, Sergeant Davidson.
Murder? What murder?
At 3 a.m. this morning, an unidentified refugee was found dead on the street.
Oh, no.
You've been recorded at the scene.
This has to be some sort of... I've only just woken up. My head's swimming.
Are you intoxicated?
No. I feel unwell. Oh, I got all pins and needles in my hand. What's that? Is that amnesia? Do you get a prickly hand when you get amnesia?
I don't give a shit about your prickly hand.
You can't speak to me like this.
Somebody has to. Because no one else will dare. Our colleagues are all outside wondering what to do.
No. Wait, you really can't speak to me like this. They don't know you're in here, do they? This interview's a sham. You haven't even cautioned me.
Well, procedure's kind of gone downhill ever since, you know, all the aliens turned up. Because what use are rules when they only apply to humans? And clearly not even all humans. Apparently you're one of the good guys. But I say you're not one of the good guys.
I haven't done anything.
For the tape, I have a laptop here. We've got 3 recordings of CCTV from the area in question. I'm going to play you one with audio. See that man there?
That's me.
See the timestamp?
3 a.m.
Let's press play.
Hey there, you piece of scum.
Oh, God.
What are you looking at, you dirty old...
Don't mind if I mute it, do you? Not a big fan of all the racial slurs.
What? That's not... That can't be me.
Well, it's pretty clear it's you, Sergeant. Just watch.
Oh, stop it.
Do you know the man you're shouting at? No? Well, neither do we. An unidentified refugee. Is that why you picked him? Saw him out there, thought he was alone and vulnerable?
No. Am I holding a gun?
Oh, yeah, we got that bagged up, don't worry. Records show you illegally checked it out of the station an hour before the crime. Who's a big fan of procedure now, eh?
I can't watch this.
No, neither can I. Not again. 3 gunshots. The last one to the face. I have met some vile creatures on the force before, but this is a new low. If you hadn't been found passed out on the street, you might have got away with it.
This is... No, I shouldn't be. I have a right to be questioned by an officer of at least equal rank.
So you admit you need to be questioned? I'm prepared to have you formally charged.
Look, I need to make a call.
Or you can ring for a solicitor in due course.
Screw that. I want Torchwood.
And who the hell are you?
Oh, not stopping. Just having a cheeky cuppa. Couple of biscuits, too. I didn't have breakfast. I'm Rhys, Gwen's husband. You're not Jack, and I'm not attracted to you, so I'm guessing you're Mr. Colchester.
Oh, my. Gwen never mentioned she was married to a detective. What are you doing here?
I just brought Andy round.
And what's he doing here?
Ah, well, there's been an incident, you see.
Yes, I know what's happened. I'm the one that took his call. I'm asking why he's here and why you're here. This is a top-secret establishment. It's not a crash.
Hey, just doing as told. If you saw Gwen yelling at half the station staff when we picked up Andy, you wouldn't be questioning her orders. Andy wants to get looked at, examined. You can make sure he wasn't possessed or something.
Oh, we can, can't we?
Well, can't you? With all your gizmos and stuff?
So you don't think he did it?
You can't think he did.
Well, I've seen how institutionalised this kind of profiling can get. It's completely out of hand, especially in the police force.
Not Andy.
And why is he an exception?
You can't think Andy, our Andy, blindly shot a refugee on the streets of Cardiff. He wouldn't hurt a fly. He'd shake the fly's hand and buy him a pint.
Just the old friendly neighbourhood Bobby, eh? Yeah, well, that's not how the police work these days. The number of times South Wales' finest have pulled over my car in recent months, but curiously, never when I'm driving it. Only when my husband's behind the wheel.
Oh, sorry.
Don't think Andy's immune to that kind of thinking. Not when he's surrounded by it.
I better go and check on him, actually. Make sure he hasn't shot anyone else in the meantime.
After you've eaten all the biscuits.
I have eaten all the biscuits.
You've left the malted milks. Nobody likes the malted milks.
Sorry. Can't eat over this glorious crunch of the hobnob.
I want your equipment, Andy.
Sorry?
Give it to me. I need it.
Oh, all right, for testing. Okay, well, here's my wristwatch, my walkie-talkie. Will you need clothing samples as well? Hair follicles, skin cells?
Spit.
Yes, I can give a saliva
spit
sample.
Spit on me now.
Don't you have cups for that? Well, no, when I said cups...
Andy, are you doing... Am I interrupting?
No. Don't go, Reese. I'm not quite sure what you think I'm into, but you've got it very wrong here.
This is what you like. To degrade, to demonise... There's something monstrous inside you.
What?
It's starting to make me sick. That pain, that anger. Ooh. Oh, God, Andy, no. I have to go. I'll be back for more samples.
So that's all?
Yeah, they're not normally so intense. Mm. Sorry for causing all this trouble, Reese.
Oh, don't be daft. How's the head?
Oh, I'm still spinning. I'm just worried something terrible actually happened, and now I'm repressing it. I keep getting these awful flashes of something. Oh, my hand.
What about your hand?
No, it's nothing. I've been a wimp. Where's Gwen? I hope she's not kicking up too much of a fuss.
Oh, there'll be a fuss, all right.
Miss Cooper, could you release my receptionist from that headlock?
He wouldn't open the door, so I had to use him as a battering ram.
And what do you have to say about this, Ewan?
I'm very sorry, Mayor.
Quite. Run along now. I'll deal with you later. For future reference, receptionists aren't typically used to break down doors. They're used to make appointments. And that's all you had to do if you wanted to see me. I'm surprised it's taken you this long.
I thought it was time to put you straight. We've put up with a lot from you, but today you've gone too far. You do not, I repeat, do not go after my friends.
I assume you're talking about Sergeant Andrew Davidson. Yes, the case just landed on my desk here. Most distressing.
Oh, of course. And you expect me to believe you're only just hearing about it now? Andy didn't murder anyone. He's been framed.
Well, if he has been framed... It wasn't by me. Don't worry. There'll be a full investigation into the matter.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
Of course I don't.
Ewan?
Yes, Mayor?
Don't look so scared. She's not going to hurt you again.
No, Mayor.
Fetch me the draft of this afternoon's statement.
Yes, Mayor.
Statement? What statement?
It's about the police and all the wonderful things we've been doing for them. Despite what Torchwood thinks, I'm doing a good job here. Oh, don't get me wrong. I loathe Cardiff, but I'm in charge here. And I do so hate it when things don't go to plan. The police force, well, they're one of my top priorities at the moment. Our force is going to be exemplary.
I don't believe a word of this.
Here you are.
Ah, thank you, Ewan. Hand the statement to Ms. Cooper. Now, from the press release, can you read aloud the achievements we've made since I've taken office? They're the bullet points at the top. In bold.
Recycling centres at all the police depots.
Very important. Let's turn the police from blue to green. In fact, that's a good line. I need to use that.
It's a great line.
Next bullet point.
30% extra funding to community outreach.
Yes, let's reach out.
To the community.
She's starting to get it, Johan.
New uniforms, new police radios.
You can stop there, we'll be here all morning. I don't want to seem like we're boasting, even though I'm very proud of all we've achieved.
What is going on?
This is my police force now. I'm all about the optics. I want it looking good. This Sergeant Davidson business, that does not look good. Not for him, not for the police, and definitely not for my department. If something's going on, we're going to find out.
Well, I'm going to make sure you investigate properly.
Then you better hurry up, Ms. Cooper. We've already started.
I'd like to speak to Sergeant Andrew Davidson.
Why?
It's a private matter. I'll wait for him here. And you are?
PC Nicky Owen. You'll be waiting a long time. Davidson's on a leave of absence.
Oh. Well, good. I'm guessing leave of absence is code for suspension.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry. Shouldn't say anything. I just can't stand officers who abuse their role.
You know about the incident? You're a journalist.
No, I'm PR for the mayor's office.
You're here to make sure I don't talk.
Well, that'll be the official line from the police, of course. No doubt there'll be some kind of cover-up. There always is.
What are you saying?
As a representative of the mayor, I'm not saying anything.
But?
But as a private citizen... I'm tired, Nicky. There's one rule for us, another rule for them. And then, of course, corrupt organisations like Torchwood come to his rescue.
He doesn't even need Torchwood. The force looks out for their own. CPC Pringle over there. When we let Sergeant Davidson go, Pringle patted him on the back. Davidson should be thrown into a cell, not congratulated.
It's the system. If we don't speak out, nothing will change. Think about it, Nicky. Perhaps the people deserve to know. I better dash. Oh, look at the TV. It's made the news.
PC Pringle, turn the sound on, will you?
Now in the studio is Birda Siddiqui, whose brother was shot in a similar incident earlier this year.
She's since become a spokesperson for Lives Not Bullets, a group that speaks out against police brutality. Birda, thank you so much for being in the studio with us.
I'm here for my brother.
Unconfirmed reports are suggesting that a police officer was also involved in this high street murder. What are your thoughts on this?
When my brother was shot, they said this was an isolated incident. But this is clearly not correct. We need the police to be truthful and honest. They need to be good.
Okay, give it to me straight. What are we dealing with? Brain parasites? Aliens in the blood? Or maybe a telepathic influence from a spaceship on the dark side of the moon?
Nothing like that.
Well, what is it then?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
There is nothing wrong with you.
Huh? No. There must be something. I shot a man. Or maybe I didn't. The CCTV is fake, isn't it?
No. We checked all the feeds. No signs of any tampering.
Then what happened?
We need to consider reasons that aren't extraterrestrial.
I don't follow.
Not exactly South Wales' best and brightest, are we?
I'm sorry?
It's times like this when I wonder if the whole nice guy act is precisely that. An act.
But you can't think I actually... No. There is still something wrong with my hand. Look at it. I mean, you can't see anything wrong with it, but there is.
I think you need a doctor.
For my hand?
Potentially for your head.
Oh, go on.
Andy, love, are you all right? Don't worry, Torchwood is all over this. I didn't realise we had a conference room down here.
We didn't until I cleaned it out. Our glorious leader pumped steam through the vents and made it into his private sauna.
Right. Well, at least the leather chairs are wiped down.
I feel like I want to stop sitting down now.
So what are we dealing with? Brain parasites? Aliens in the blood?
No, none of these things.
He says there's nothing wrong. He thinks I'm mad or worse.
No, there's definitely some kind of conspiracy going on. I've just got back from the mayor's office. That Roe Jedder was not what I was expecting.
How so?
She was civil.
Oh, dear.
Exactly.
Well, there's one potential lead. Not that you call it a lead as such, but the news has started making the connection for us.
What is it?
Pete Bunton.
No way.
Pete Bunton? As in Detective Inspector Bunton, the man who shot the student?
Yeah, the very same. High-flying officer, prominent on the news, considering running for police commissioner, and then bam. His victim, university undergrad Farouk Siddiqui. A raid gone wrong, or so they claimed. The press rightfully hung Bunton out to dry, claiming it was a racially motivated attack.
It's sick. It's awful.
Okay, so you think these crimes are linked?
They're not linked. Bunton was a bent copper through and through. We all knew what he was like.
And you never reported him? Bunton's explanation was that he blacked out and he didn't know what was happening. So, if you think that's a shoddy claim, Sergeant Davidson, you might want to rethink your own defence.
Now, you just listen!
Guys, no arguing, please! This Bunton took his own life a month later, didn't he?
Well, people saw that as an admission of guilt.
Is that what I'm expected to do?
Andy.
Oh, this is shit. It really is.
Torchwood's gonna make it all okay. You've been there for us. We'll be there for you. Let's drop you off home.
No, I'm fine.
You're not. You need some rest. Go on, head to the car. I just need a chat with Mr. Colchester.
This might be outside of our remit, you know. Torchwood might do monsters, but this is far more monstrous.
Perhaps. Do some cross-referencing. Anything to link Andy and Bunton. Have a dig around. We need the whole team on this. Where the hell is Jack?
Quit skulking around over there. We notice you like these rooftops.
Yeah, I like a lot of things. Fried chicken, long walks on the beach. What I don't like is surveillance, especially bad surveillance.
You've spotted our agents.
I think you'd be disappointed if I hadn't. You're Red Doors, aren't you? The Sorviks invented a fake terrorist group, and you lot, you make it real.
I went looking for it. Things they were saying made sense.
Huh. Well, you've turned their own lies against them. That's the last thing the Sorviks would expect. You want to talk? Talk. No more games.
It's Torchwood who plays games, sticking to the rules while the city crumbles.
You think I like what's happening here?
Of course not. You hate the Sorviks as much as we do. So we're gonna get those aliens out, and then we'll start on the rest.
Whoa, whoa there, cowboy. That's going a little too far.
We need to go too far. Push things to the breaking point. That's the only way the public will see, and unlike Torchwood, we're a group that gets things done.
I guess that's why I'm here. Things need to be done. So what are you gonna do?
Once again, we're gonna do the last thing the Sorviks expect. They've got a plan in motion. We're gonna make sure it succeeds.
Will you be okay? On your own?
I'm a grown man, Gwen. Stop fussing.
I'll send Rhys round later.
I don't need a carer.
He'll want the company. Anything to get out of the house these days.
I just want to get home. Oh, why are there so many cars? This city's getting so crowded.
That's me. Will you grab it?
Hello. It's Mr. Colchester. I'll put him on speaker.
Hello. Still driving Andy home. Traffic's awful. What's up?
Maybe I should call you back.
Now, if you found something, I want to know.
Well, I've got a link between you and D.I. Bunton.
Huh? What is it?
You both attended a compulsory diversity seminar at the beginning of the year.
I don't remember that.
It's a scheme by a... I've got a name here. A Professor Helen White. Officers who've been flagged or reported internally are required to attend her workshops.
But I haven't been. Diversity seminar. Oh, I remember it now. Yes, yeah, it wasn't compulsory. I volunteered for it.
Mr. Colchester, we'll call you back.
Speak soon.
Gwen, you can't think.
No, of course I don't. To confirm, you definitely weren't disciplined or anything like that? I know that mistakes can happen.
No! No, I attend loads of these things. I went to one about litter picking the other day. It doesn't mean I think I'm Stig of the Dump.
I'd understand. Gwen Cooper, model officer. That's what they think. And maybe I used to be. But I've done things that old Gwen might not realise were really for the best.
Well, old Andy used to think he was a decent sort, and I'm not so sure I am at the moment. Because I just shot a man in cold blood. I didn't even know his name.
Let's put the radio on. News should be coming up. Let's see what nice, calming headlines they have today.
Shock, horror and rage.
Oh, lovely.
As CCTV footage showing a Cardiff police officer shooting an unarmed refugee leaked online an hour ago.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
The officer in question has not yet been identified, but no. South Wales police confirm that an investigation is underway, as led by
Cardiff Mayor Rome.
Andy, it's going to be okay.
How the hell is it going to be okay? I can't do this.
Where are you going?
I need some air. Please don't come after me, Gwen. I can walk from here.
Andy.
I assume you just heard as well.
Yeah, it's out.
Doing the rounds on clickbait. You won't believe this shocking footage, etc., etc. There's also chatter online about a protest. It's only a matter of time before people work out it's our beloved Sergeant Andy.
We need to piece this together and fast. Give me an address for this Professor White.
Sending it to you now.
Oh, great, Andy. Snap at it, Gwen. She's only trying to help. And now it's starting to rain. Marvellous.
Hey, mate!
Sorry, I can't stop.
Someone broke into my shop.
What do they take?
Animal masks.
I haven't even got the strength to make a joke. Call the police.
You're the police.
I'm off duty. Just haven't had time to stop and change yet.
Hey, wait, wait. You look familiar.
I really got a dash.
It's you. You're the one on the video.
Video? What video? I don't know what you mean.
I've just been watching the news, yeah. It was definitely you.
Look, it's not what you think.
Good on you, mate. There's far too many of them as it is.
Excuse me?
That's the kind of thing we need. Direct action.
Now, you, listen here.
Hey, put me down.
I did not shoot that refugee. And if I hear you speaking like that, I am going to find those animal masks and shove them up your backside. Is that clear?
Fucking murder!
Assaulting members of the public now, Andy. Oh, perfect. Hello.
It's PC Nikki Owen.
Oh, hello.
I just want you to know, I'm the one who leaked the tape.
So what are you doing now? Gloating?
The people deserve to know.
Oh, look, Nikki, there's something more to all of this. Torchwood, they're looking into it. There might be a connection to D.I. Bunton.
D.I. Bunton?
Yeah, now I hear how that sounds.
I know all about D.I. Bunton. Do you know where I'm from, Sergeant? Tiger Bay. And who knows what my heritage is, yeah? That sort of thing, it didn't used to matter. But Bunton was the kind of man to make it matter. The kind of man who wore his hatred of others like armour. He used to beat up kids on my mum's street all the time. What kind of officer assaults members of the public?
Well, context is important.
Context?
But
I was ringing to, I don't know, apologise. But there's no getting through to you, is there?
Nikki, I just want you to know...
Andy?
Hang on. I just dropped my phone. Oh, I cracked the screen, damn it. My hand, it just... Oh, there's really something wrong with it.
No, I was going anyway. I shouldn't be speaking to you.
No, wait, wait. Can I ask? If you find out the name of the refugee... Hello? Hello? I just need to know.
Hello?
Sorry, I'm looking for Professor White.
She's not here. I'm one of her students.
Do you know where she is?
I haven't seen her in lectures for the past week or so.
Is that because she hasn't been attending them or because you haven't?
Bit of both.
Well, I can see you're not here to pick up your essay marks. The lock's been forced. And what's with the hat?
I didn't have a balaclava.
Right. Tip from me. The bobble makes you a far more conspicuous burglar.
I'm not... I'm just... We're going on a protest tonight. Have you seen the news? The police are going round shooting refugees.
Okay, we're on the same side here, but you're gonna need to check your facts a bit more.
There's actual footage of it. There's other videos popping online. Some are saying there's a whole gang of officers in some of them, and they've all been CGI'd out of the picture.
Great, and the conspiracies begin.
It's not a conspiracy. Some of us knew Farouk, you know? This is actually happening. There are people being shot on our streets. What more do you want?
I want answers. Why are you here?
I was going to pick up some chemicals to make stink bombs.
All right, Minnie the Minx. Now you mention it, I was going to ask about the whole science department thing. This Professor White, isn't she a professor of ethics or something?
No. Professor of chemistry.
So not really the kind of academic to be given diversity seminars?
Not really.
Right. Well, better take me to this lab then.
And Mayor Rojeda confirms she will be making her scheduled statement about the police this evening. Commentators suspect her remarks will be updated in the light of recent events. A procession of protest will be taken to the streets this evening, and amongst those leading the march will be the activist Verda Siddiqui. Police are warning that any social unrest will not be
I'm not sure I should be talking to you. I'm having a cup of tea, and your husband ate all the good biscuits.
I've been to White's lab. She's a professor of chemistry, and she's got some weird... Well, I don't know what they are. Blueprints, I guess. Some kind of invention. They were in a very high-tech safe, so they must have been important.
How did you get into a high-tech safe?
Hacking. Also a gun. Mainly the gun.
And what are the blueprints for?
It looks like a human hand. But in the middle of the hand is an empty space in the palm. Like something's meant to go there.
Andy was complaining about hand pain, but no, we scanned him completely. There was nothing there, no scarring, nothing.
Watch it, you almost smashed them. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Did I not mention? I'm helping a student steal ingredients for stink bombs. I feel like I'm in the Beano.
Is this for the protest? It's on all the stations. A number of organisations have announced their attendance. Lives Not Bullets, Red Doors, all with their own members, all with their own agendas, marching on the mayor's office tonight.
Well, that'll keep Rojeda busy then. I'm on my way back. I'm sending Reese over to Andy's later. Whatever is going on, Andy's right in the thick of it. Hang on, I'm outside the campus now. Thought I just saw Jack running into one of the dorms.
Captain Harkness in the student halls. I think we can imagine what he's up to.
Probably. But he's never normally this uninvolved.
We'll discuss him later. Get yourself back to the hub. And pick up some biscuits.
Okay, you be careful tonight.
Thanks, Mum.
I mean it. I'm all for a peaceful protest, but don't let this one get out of hand.
Whatever you say.
Vive la revolution.
Did you get the... you're not Stacy.
Well, I used to go by that name on weekends. Nice sign. Say no to racism. It's not going to win any awards for poetry, but gets the message across.
Who are you?
Haha, the best thing to happen to you, that's who.
Hey, I got the... Who's this?
Stacy, nice bobble hat. Ah, ingredients for stink bombs, if I'm not mistaken. You know, on Meridian Prime, stink bombs are an aphrodisiac. But if we're going to get this protest really turned on, take a look at these.
What the hell?
Flash grenades, stun guns, flares. We can get you properly kitted out. A whole bunch of animal masks as well, so we can leave the bobble hats at home. How many are due to protest?
I don't know. There were maybe 10, 20 of us on the email chain?
We need more than that. That's barely enough for a schlonker fest.
What's a schlonker fest?
Oh, we really gotta get you to Meridian Prime. But first things first, where are all the students right now? The union? Oh, I love a student union. We'll head there and I'll speak to them, boost our numbers. I am very persuasive. I have to take this. Sign boy, gather the troops. Bobble hat, start sorting out the equipment.
Yes, sure. Sir.
And that's how I like it. Yeah?
Progress?
I've started the recruiting.
Good. We're at the transmitter now. Very little resistance. We need a favor.
Shoot.
We need Sergeant Davidson's address.
Why?
First, to divert the press. Second, for a little experiment.
Andy! Open up, it's me! Come on, mate! Don't make me break the door down!
Why? What'd I do? Call the police?
Go on.
What do you want?
Well, let's hang out.
I don't feel like it.
Come on.
I know Gwen sent you.
No, she didn't.
She told me.
Yeah, she did. But I want to hang out. Look, I've got the babysitting. 3 man for the night. I'm actually excited. Look, I got snacks.
I'm not hungry.
And a cheeky six pack.
And I'm not thirsty.
Well, you can sit and watch me eat and drink then.
You're not coming in.
Fine. I'll set up camp on your doorstep then. Reese Williams knows no shame. Oh, looks like one of your neighbours wants to join me for crisps and dip.
That's not a neighbour.
Andy Davidson?
I'm guessing these guys aren't neighbours either.
Okay, get in, quick.
Please, Andy. I'm Lauren Mooney from the Evening Bell.
I'm not talking to anyone from the press.
Look, he's not done anything wrong, all right? Look, come away from the door. Make sure your back gate's locked. I'll draw the curtains.
They know. They know it's me. I want to scream, Reese.
We'll be all right. You've got crisps and dip.
I'm now far more interested in the six-pack.
As a spirit. We can sit out the night with some bad TV. I'll text the missus.
Christ, I haven't even walked in and the bad news is starting. Text from Reese. Press have surrounded Andy's home. They must have got a tip off.
That's the least of our problems. Or is monitoring communications all over the city. This protest is going to be bigger than expected.
Yeah, skirmishes have been reported outside the university.
Sounds like I got away just in time.
Apparently, the protesters have got their hands on anti-riot equipment.
Wow, that's a step up from stink bombs.
Half the city will be on the streets by nightfall. The footage is still trending like wildfire.
And the stronger this gets, the harder it'll be for me to... Bloodlust. I'm starting to feel it in here.
Focus, or here are those plans I mentioned.
We've been trying to track down this Professor White, but to no avail. A newspaper article about her popped up, though. She claimed to a tabloid reporter a few years back that her son was killed by a refugee.
If that's true, poor woman. Still, it doesn't excuse whatever this is she's involved in. Do these blueprints make sense to anyone? I'm looking mainly at you all.
This hand... In the centre of the palm?
Yeah. There's nothing there.
But there is. I can see it from the corner of my eye. It's been phased.
What?
I need to run this diagram for a spectrograph. There's something there, and it's been hidden.
This lad's night is not shaping up to be quite what I expected. Firstly, you got nothing in your fridge.
No, and I just finished off the crisps and dip. Sorry.
Secondly, you won't let me turn the TV on.
I told you, I haven't renewed my license yet. I need to get that sorted.
How anyone could think you were a bent copper is beyond me.
Tell the reporters outside that.
Don't keep flicking the curtain.
Oh, there are protesters as well now. Is that... Oh, that's a television crew. Do you think I'm on the news right now? Turn the TV on.
No. No, no. Best keep it off. License for you, Nola.
Outrage and disbelief in the crowd here that an alleged suspect is free and in his own home instead of locked up in a cell.
Lock him up! 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 Lock him up!
Oh, Christ.
Just ignore the brick, Andy. Any more of these and we're lobbing them back, are you right?
Yeah, we won't actually do that.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They think you shot a man. A bit of brick throwing's nothing. Sit yourself down. I'll get a dustpan and brush. No. I know what'll cheer you up. I'm ordering takeaway.
This is not the time.
If we're under siege, Andy, we still need feeding. And I'll tell him in the app to come around the back.
I feel sick.
It's the stress.
It's more than that. It's my hand. It's, is still struggling to grasp things. And I realised this hand, it held the gun. So maybe it's psychosomatic. Or maybe it's a metaphor, Reese.
A metaphor for what?
I don't know, but the world's going crazy, right? The planet's getting stranger. Politics is getting meaner. Maybe I'm, you know, losing grip of our ever-changing society.
Mm-hmm. Prawn crackers?
Yeah, go on then.
Done. Chinese buffet heading our way. Right. Where should I put the brick? Do you want to keep it? Memento?
A memento?
Well, you can't put in your recycling. That's what they get you. Yeah? Like Al Capone and his taxes. I'll put it on your mantelpiece for now. Lovely. Right. Let's put the radio on. We can play a drinking game with the current chart toppers or whatever the kids are calling them.
I'm not playing anything.
Yes, you are. Ugh. Drink every time they're rubbish. Hey? Might be the last time you can have a bevy before they lock you up.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. Sort of. Got a bottle opener?
How dramatic. We're huddled around a photocopier waiting for something to happen.
It's not a photocopier, it's a spectrograph.
I'm being flippant.
Now, boys.
Neither of us are boys.
I am, occasionally.
You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your colleagues. Right, I'm going back to the communications setup. Shout if anything happens.
Is it just me, or is Torchwood falling apart?
It's been falling apart since I joined.
Thanks. So what's in the hand blueprint?
I still can't quite see what it is, but from these instructions, I can see it needs a radio signal.
What kind of radio signal?
I'm guessing this kind of radio signal. A rogue alien transmission just came through.
Where from?
That'll take some time. But I can tell you where it's going.
Well?
You're not going to like this.
And now an update on today's headlines.
I'll turn it off.
The protest tonight is gathering strength in Cardiff City in response to the leaked footage.
It's disgusting. If you can't trust the police, who can you trust? I mean, I've never trusted the police. Not after Farouk. But I've always trusted in, like, human decency. And this Sergeant Davidson, he's clearly...
Nah, that's enough.
I just feel like I have to listen to it.
You don't at all. It's all getting a bit much, innit? Everything that's happening, and sometimes I just want to shut it all out and get away. Gwen's not helping either. Have you noticed anything off with her lately?
Anything off?
Yeah, you know, just the way she is. It's not right. If it wasn't for Anwen, I'd... What am I saying? You want the radio back on? Gonna put on a station?
This is fine.
All right. You're getting a bit weird. We'll put the music back on. You were secretly loving the pop.
Don't touch it.
Hey, calm down, mate. Go away!
Take away, mate!
Oh, round the back, I said!
Take away!
I'll get it.
I don't think you should.
No, it's all right. You get the plates out. I got this.
I can't quite believe this, but Sergeant Davidson has made his first public appearance to receive a takeaway.
Your takeaway, mate.
Yeah, we heard the first time, mate. You're a bit deaf. Round the back, he said.
You're the man from the video, aren't you?
Round the back. You understand English, huh?
Look, mate, just take your food.
You think this is funny?
I think this is sick.
It's all sick, isn't it? This food, this grease, the slime, is as disgusting as you.
Sorry?
Let's be perfectly clear.
Christ, are you getting all this?
Would you mind just fucking off back where you came from?
Andy! Get off then!
Oh, thank God I was keeping watch. You, keep him restrained. Sergeant Davidson, I am arresting you for assault. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned.
Everybody get back! This man is sick!
When?
Get Andy inside, Reese. Knock him out if you have to.
Get off, Andy!
Well, who are you?
You get inside as well. Right, all
all of you, your cameras have stopped working. I'm using this. Broadcast dampener. So you all have to piss off. And somebody take this man to the hospital.
Does Sergeant Davidson want to make a statement?
Here's his statement. What the hell are you doing? I was deadly serious when I told you to all piss off. Get to the protest. The mayor's statement, that's the real news here. Go on, go. Torchwood has this under control.
Let go of me. Get off,
Gwen. What's got into him?
It looks like he's having a fit.
Did you see what hand he punched with?
It was a mean left hook.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you struggling in?
Pass me something sharp. You may not want to watch this.
Bottle opener?
What are you going to do?
Hold his palm open. Sorry, Andy. This is going to be painful.
How is he?
Well, I performed minor surgery on his hand with a bottle opener. So how do you think? He's passed out now. Reese is mopping up the blood.
So much blood.
Yeah, he's going to need a new carpet.
We're not paying for that.
There was a police officer here too, a PC Owen. A little stunned, but she's agreed to help. She's gone back to the station to find a complete record of everyone attending these diversity seminars.
Yes, that's fine. But did you find out what was in his hand?
I think so. It's hard to see. It's like a coral disc, but it's not always here, if that makes sense.
I know what it is now. It's a quantum splice.
And for those of us who aren't from outer space?
They're used to chip and monitor extraterrestrial immigrants. A non-invasive procedure because they don't always exist. I'm having trouble recalling where they actually come from because sometimes they're not from anywhere, if you can comprehend that.
Yes, and no?
A quantum answer. How apt. They're never usually used for mind control. I reacted badly to the device. It's channeling negative emotions. It must have been modified.
Take a wild guess at what White was doing in her lab, then.
And the blueprints also have a microscopic copyright logo. Registered for Three Soul.
That's a blast from the past. Work out the connection. And the splice commands are broadcast by radio.
It looks like it. We've got a fix on that signal. It came from the docks. You need to get over there. Any idea where our Captain Honkers is now?
If he's caught up in the protest, I know how he works. He'll be doing his best to calm them down.
Woo-hoo! This is what I call a protest! Hello? Hey, you're gonna have to speak up. Yeah, I can meet you there. Give me half an hour. A lot of people to get through. Watch out, guys! Hey, how about a crowd surf?
Where am I? What's going on?
You don't remember?
Quantum tech. He does and he doesn't. So at a guess, the brain chickens out and tries to forget. Stay calm, Andy.
Oh, what's happened?
Someone's been broadcasting bad things into your brain. They used a chip to amplify the signal.
God, the hell has happened to my hand?
Yeah, that's where the chip was. Did you bring painkillers, Reese?
Yep, the rest of the six pack.
No drinking in the car, please.
No.
We're here now, anyway.
What? Why are we at the docks?
This is where the signal came from. Reese and I will have a look around. You're staying here.
Someone's been playing with my brain and you want me to just sit back on your Nelly.
Christ, you can hear the protest from here.
Oh, and that's all because of me.
Don't think like that, Andy. They're shouting about a system that's broken.
But the man I shot, I still don't know his name.
We're at the docks. Pretty dead. They'll all be at the carnival.
Well, I cross-referenced the records of the shipping containers. One's co-leased by the university.
Bingo.
And guess the other group it's registered to. Three Sol. Again.
I don't like this.
We're looking into it. I'll text you the container's serial number and location.
Got it. Boys, this way. Anyone here? We're armed, so come on out. Well, it's quiet enough.
Look at all this tech.
This is bonkers.
Looks like our communication setup back at the hub. This'll be where the transmission was made.
Can you see anything on this screen?
No, why?
It's like there's flashes of... oh, horrible things. Things I saw before.
It's the quantum technology. Hang on.
Do you know what you're doing?
I think I'm bringing the images out of a quantum state.
And how do you know how to do that?
Oh, you should know by now, Andy. Torchwood's changed me. Oh my God. This must be your diversity seminar.
Yeah, that's me. In the crowd. Why? Why am I saluting?
You've all been hypnotized. And you're raising your chipped hand for programming, I reckon.
Yeah, that's not what it looks like.
I think that's kind of the point. Glad there's no audio. She probably had you all shouting Heil.
Oh, God, where are the people who did this?
Over here. No danger from these guys. Not anymore.
This one was in the recording. She must be Professor Helen White. And these, her Sorvik's bodyguards.
All dead?
Executed. And not long ago.
So she was the one responsible?
The Sorvik's must be covering their tracks.
But she's the one. Just to get things straight, because I don't know what the hell is happening today, but she made me kill a man. I actually killed an innocent man.
Andy, Reese is going to take you back home. You've been through a lot.
No, sod all that. I feel disgusting. I wish this woman was alive right now so I could kill her myself. And that is not the quantum thingy talking or whatever it is. That is me.
No, Andy. That's the anger.
God.
That's the fear.
I'm not sticking around here. Oh,
get after him, Reese. Take the car. Stay with him. Make sure he's okay.
What about you?
I'll be okay. Whatever this was, someone's tried to shut it down. There's no danger now. Go on. I can handle myself.
I know, love. Just come home soon, yeah? Andy, wait up!
Found her.
Yep. She's been taken out. Whole load of dead Sorvik's here too. They must have really panicked if they silenced their own. This whole container's been turned into some kind of transmitter. We'll need to clear out and analyse it.
I'll put it on the to-do list. Orr's got something to tell you.
What is it?
Oh, it's hard to focus. The protest out there, the spit and the sweat and the screams. Oh, it's glorious.
Orr, we don't have time for this.
But I still keep thinking about Andy's equipment. I found something. You need to get to the town hall.
You are missing all the fun.
Our agents say Torchwood found the transmitter.
And the professor?
We dealt with her, like we dealt with Bunton.
Xenophobia is only okay if you lot are controlling it.
Jack, there's a huge number of officers with quantum splicers installed. When Torchwood decommissions the transmitter, we need that technology.
I know what you're after, don't worry.
Slight complication. Gwen.
Ah.
The public can't know about any of this, and we think she's going to reveal everything.
What do you need me to do?
Get to the town hall.
Look at that rabble out there. I would enjoy it if the commissioner hadn't given me such indigestion. Yeowen?
Yes, ma'am?
A herbal tea, please. Do you want anything, Tyler?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, you like the new speech?
It'll do the job.
And three sol already for the transition of power?
All set.
Check in with Professor White. We need to make sure she's ready. Actually, hold on. I think we're about to have a visitor. I only just had that door fixed.
Your receptionist is unconscious now. Apologies. Apparently being used as a battering ram twice in one day is too much.
Once was too much.
I tell you what's too much, May. I've ran across half this city tonight. Sprinted this last leg. Pushed through protesters, students, angry people, scared people. So please don't try and be funny or clever or devious because I will just shoot you. And that applies to you too, Tyler, so stop trying to sneak out the door.
Hello, Gwen.
I was wondering when the mayor's pet would show up. Well, don't worry. I've got a sidekick too. You find anything?
Yeah, in the receptionist's desk.
PC Owen?
She's very efficient. We've got a list of all the police officers who attended the diversity seminars, so we know who's dangerous.
I just feel like the people deserve to know. Don't you, Tyler?
And the proof doesn't end there. Those new police radios you're so proud of? We took Andy's apart. They've got hidden quantum boosters installed. Helps to amplify all those angry thoughts you've been sending.
The manufacturing records I just found in that desk? They link the wholesale order of those police radios with technical alterations, right back to the mayor's office.
Well, this is all very neat, but all a little too late. We've been testing the technology for a while now.
Pete Benton, vying for police commissioner.
Actually, the funny thing is, we did have him chipped, but we never got around to testing him. He shot that man all by himself. No, we've been subtly increasing police bias, but the first proper trial was your little friend, Sergeant Andy. It showed us something very important. This technology even works on the good guys.
Now you're really asking for it.
If you need to answer that.
No, it's okay.
I don't mind, really.
Well, I still have my gun on you, so no tricks. Hi, Rhys. Really not a good time right now.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just letting you know that Andy's staying at ours tonight. His house, it's been firebombed. Protesters, I think. Look, make sure you nail those bastards, yeah, Gwen? Andy, come on, mate. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, I know.
Okay, now I'm angry. Now I'm really, really angry. The plan stops here.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to make my speech to the rabble. I'll tell them what they want to hear. The police force is corrupt, broken, racist, the lot of them. And when that's broadcast, that's the trigger. The spliced officers will fire up, it'll be pandemonium, and then we step in and clear up the mess.
No, there'll be no speech and no transmission. In fact, definitely no transmission. But you know that.
Why?
You've already finished off Professor White.
What?
She's dead?
Yeah.
You killed her?
No, you did.
Why would we do that? We were using her.
You know, I haven't fully thought that through.
Okay.
What's going on?
Tyler, get to the docks.
On it.
No. Nobody's going anywhere. We're still going to tell the public the truth and clear Andy's name. How'd you like those optics now, May? You can't survive this. It's over.
It's not over.
Jack!
About fucking time!
Put the gun down, Gwen. This is one big mess. Everyone in this room needs to sort it out together. We're not gonna get anywhere with threats.
But Andy... Jack, his house has just been...
Gun down!
My, my. I never expected Torchwood to be so reasonable.
I am being pragmatic. If we go public with any of this, we can kiss goodbye to any law and order in this city.
But Jack...
No! You're overruled.
Excuse me?
You heard me, Gwen. I'm the one in charge.
Oh, so now you want to be in charge? Where the hell have you been these last few weeks?
Busy.
Do you even know what's going on with all this? We've got police out there all primed for mind control.
The professor's dead. There's no one to operate the quantum tech. It's fine. We don't need to cause a panic.
This isn't right, Jack.
Will you two stop bickering?
If you're so concerned about Andy, Gwen, go to him. I'm taking over.
Nikki, you with me?
Fine.
So, let's come to a compromise.
What do you get out of all of this?
Well, you forget I'm not from here either. I protect this city, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. I love it, I hate it. I think you know that contradiction.
Jack, what's got into you?
Tell your T-boy to leave the room.
Tyler, out.
But...
out! Well, what is it you propose?
Let's make a few alterations to your statement. There's a way we can both win here.
And the mayor is taking to the stand now, with police officers standing guard. It looks like she's about to speak.
People of Cardiff, you are angry. And you have every right to be. You have not been told the truth. I spoke with the police commissioner this evening. She revealed to me the nature of Sergeant Andrew Davidson's undercover assignment. Our officer did not, in fact, shoot an innocent refugee. He took down a dangerous, wanted terrorist. Operation Quantum started a number of months ago, when known dissident Farouk Siddiqui was taken down in a brave raid by the late Detective Inspector Bunton.
My brother was not a terrorist. How dare you spread these lies?
Remove her, please. The Commissioner understands that this miscommunication of the facts has caused unrest. And she handed me her resignation only moments ago. Until a new commissioner can be appointed, I will be employing the private security firm Threesol. They will assist the force at this difficult time, and they will provide this service without burdening the taxpayer. We live in dangerous times. But with new security and social measures, we can protect ourselves from the terrorists infiltrating our homes. We can champion this community as the bastion of freedom. And we can make our Cardiff the city it deserves to be.
Yeah?
Is Andy there? Is PC Owen?
The man's just lost his house. Can't you give him a break?
No, I'm... a friend.
Andy! Someone here to see you.
Yeah?
Andy, I want to apologise. I've been with Gwen and I've heard everything from the mayor.
It doesn't matter now.
Yes, it does. More than ever.
No, Nikki. I'm quitting the force.
No, you're not. Look, I have something here for you. They identified the refugee. You asked to know his name. Well, here it is. Look, do what you like with it, but I just want you to know... the fact you care, that makes you one of the good guys.
Nah. I don't think there are any good guys. Not really.
Andy, come back.
Just give him some time, yeah?
I better get back. There's a lot to do.
Did you say you were with Gwen?
Yeah. She was on her way back, but she...
She said she was coming home.
She had to go to Torchwood.
What's this, a welcoming party?
Think of it as an intervention.
We've been talking, Jack.
This isn't working.
Torchwood, it can't go on like this. We're limping through one crisis after another.
It's always been like this.
Not always. Because before, yeah, we had a leader we could rely on. I don't know what's happened, Jack. But you've changed.
Yeah, well, I could say the same about you.
What happened tonight, Jack?
I saved the city, that's what.
We could have worked together.
Yeah, well, I didn't need your help. You know, maybe there is a problem here. You lot. You're getting sloppy. I'm going to oversee the decommissioning of that transmitter myself. There will be no more talk of this. Now go home and get some sleep.
So how did you know about all of that?
All of what?
The transmitter, the professor. In fact, you knew she was dead. And if it wasn't the Sorvix...
Wait. You think it was me?
I just don't know, Jack. And that scares me.
We're Torchwood! You're meant to be scared. We know what's out there. I mean, look, if this is an attempt at a coup, get it over with. You think you can do better in charge? Mr. Colchester? Or Gwen? I am calling your bluff. I am the only leader around here. You'd all be terrible at poker.
Whereas I am excellent at poker.
What? No. No, it can't be.
In fact, I've played so many card games, I know when a man's got an empty hand. So, Captain Harkness, if we're playing for Torchwood, I'm Yvonne Hartman. Deal me in.
Just when I think the city has enough horror for one night, you show up.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Torchwood, Aliens Among Us, Volume 3.
You were meant to be dead. So what are you doing here?
Everyone has their secrets. What's yours?
You think she's that much of a threat?
Oh boy, you don't know the half of it.
Hate me, please. All of you, hate me. I'm everything that's wrong with your life. Hate me.
You're not fit to call yourself Torchwood. Not anymore.
Don't listen to her, listen to me. Come on, I'm still here. Surely you can see that, can't you?
The old god is returning.
God is coming. God is coming.
I know what you did, Jack. And I know what you'll do.
Big Finish. We love stories.
A new and glorious dawn for Torchwood.